Hello, Dustin in Columbus, Nebraska. You're on the air.
How are you doing today?
Great, sir. Thanks for hanging in there. So why are you an atheist, Dustin, or an agnostic?
I would go with agnostic.
Okay.
When I was younger, I started studying a lot of different religions, their beliefs, their patterns, their traditions, things like that. And I came up with something I'd like to call the Jesus Hercules Parallel. I'm sure that it's got another name.
Wait,
but
the what?
Yeah, Dustin, just...
the Jesus Hercules Parallel.
Okay, the Jesus Hercules Parallel. I think, are you on a cell phone, Dustin, or on Bluetooth?
I am on
okay.
a cell phone.
Can you speak a little bit slowlier? See, there's a word for it. Slowlier.
Sorry about that.
That's
okay. So the Jesus Hercules Parallel goes how?
Well, Jesus and Hercules were both half God, born into a woman. They both performed pseudo miracles. Hercules with his strength and, you know, defeating his creatures of lore and all that. Jesus with the healing of the lame and the lepers and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Both descended into their respective hells. Both ascended to be with their fathers, the most powerful deities, at their respective thrones in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we look at multiple other religions, this pattern of that kind of story continues.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my big issue is if there was a singular God, if it was God, the Almighty God, you know, that the Christians believe in, why not appear to all of these people as the same deity and cause less confusion among the masses?
Okay, yeah.
I see there are two objections here. One, an objection against Christianity, and another, the objection against God. Let me address the Christian objection. Are you saying that the story of Jesus didn't happen and that it was simply copied from earlier stories, like people like Hercules?
Not necessarily. I guess that could be one way to look at it. I'm just...
Well, the other way would be that Jesus died and he actually rose from the dead. As an agnostic, I'm guessing you're not embracing that option.
Well, I don't want to rule anything out.
Well, that's open-minded.
Per se. But yeah, I try to be as open-minded as possible. I see the correlations between all the stories, and I don't want to say that one of them is right and one of them is wrong. My mother always told me it's better to believe in God and die and find out that he doesn't exist than to not believe in God and die and find out that he
yes,
does.
Yes, that's called Pascal's wager.
Pascal wager,
but
yeah.
Actually, Dustin, when scholars of religion have looked at these stories of things like Hercules or Horus and so-called dying and rising gods, they find that the story of Jesus dying and rising is very, very different. Born of a woman, when Hercules and Horus and these other gods, they come to be because a demigod, you know, the god like Zeus or whatever, has sexual relations with a human woman, and they're born and they're half and half. But the Christianity teaches that Jesus was not the result of sexual relations between a god and a woman, and he's not half god and half man. He's fully god and fully man. Also, these other heroes, when they die, they go on to live again in the underworld. They don't rise again to immortal life in the present world, where Jesus' resurrection is very different. And a thick book you can look at that deals with that is The Resurrection of the Son of God by N.T. Wright. He shows that the resurrection of Jesus was unique from all other stories in ancient Judaism or ancient Greece and Rome. I think the story of Jesus is different. The other big difference is, of course, is we have early sources that attest to Jesus rising from the dead. We have Paul's letters, and Paul knew Peter and John and the other apostles. We don't have anything like that for Hercules. Wouldn't you agree? I don't know if you know as much about mythology and those sources. We do have sources about Jesus, though.
So there's no extra writing outside the authorship of Greek myths. There's no corroborating historical evidence for Hercules'
Jesus. These myths take place at once upon a time, whereas the story of Jesus is grounded in the first century, and the story is told, say, this happened when Pontius Pilate was procurator. You know, during the reign of Caesar Augustus and so on and so on. But now, Dustin, let me go ahead before I go on to your next point. Go ahead.
Sorry, I said the Dead Sea Scrolls would also go along with that point. That's something I didn't think about before.
Yeah, those were predominantly written before Jesus was born, but they do give us good information about first century Judaism. The second point you made is this. You said, well, why doesn't God just reveal himself to every single religion? And that's a good question. We may not know the entire reason behind that. It seems to be that God wants to choose people to share and proclaim him to the world, that God wants human beings to be real causes. So he doesn't just do everything for us. I mean, he could just create us in heaven without free will as happy as clams, but he doesn't do that. He creates us and allows us to share the good news of the gospel with others. And he became man in the person of Jesus in first century Palestine at an opportune moment. This was when the Roman Empire had created peace throughout the whole known Western world. It was the perfect opportunity for when he was risen for the apostles to go out to the known world and to share Christ, not just in the Roman world, but with the world as a whole. And now, one out of every three people believes in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the largest religion in the world is the Christian faith.
Dustin, I detect the presence of an open mind. Glad you called. If you go to Catholic.com, just key in the word agnostic or pick up Trent's book, Answering Atheism. You get a lot more follow-up for you to read. Most of it for free.